Welcome to a podcast of the Mike Novak Show. You can listen to Mike live Sunday mornings from 9 to 11 Central on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM.
This is the season. My name is Wednesday. My partner is Frank Jones. The chief is Captain Kellogg. December the 24th, Christmas Eve, they brought in a guy named Grudge. When I heard what they booked him on, my blood ran cold. It was a 409-6325-096704. Not believing in Santa Claus. 4:35 p.m. I was working the holiday watch at a homicide with Frank.
Hang up your stocking yet, Joe?
Yeah, just before I come down. You too, Frank?
Always do. Hung it up early just in case I have to work late tonight. Wouldn't want to miss out when Santa Claus comes, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sure wouldn't. Be a shame.
What you gonna do tomorrow, Joe? What you gonna do on Christmas? You got any plans?
Nothing much.
Why don't you come by the house, Joe? We're going to have Christmas dinner. You know, all the trimmings.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey, celery stuffing, oysters maybe, chestnuts.
Mm-hmm.
All the trimmings. Cranberry sauce. Love to have you.
Mm-hmm.
The missus always fixes a plate of relish with them little carrot sticks. You know, olives, pickles, scallions. Most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions. Did you ever notice that, Joe?
Ever notice what, Frank?
How most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Mm-hmm. Scallions.
Anytime after two, Joe. Love to have you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll see.
Love to have you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll see.
The missus always fixes a plate of relish with them carrot sticks. You know them little carrot sticks?
Mm-hmm.
Olives, pickles, scallions.
Mm-hmm. Let's not go through that again.
Love to have you. Go through what again, Joe?
How most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Oh. You noticed that too, huh, Joe?
Live from the beautiful Showcase Studios on South Pulaski Road, just across the street from the 53A bus stop and in between Paco's Tacos and Zaka Tacos, it's The Mike Novak Show, Chicago's only locally broadcast green, gardening, and environment program. Heard every Sunday right here on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM.
Good planets are hard to find. Temperate zones and tropic climes. True currents and thriving seas. Wind blowing through breathing trees. Strong ozone and safe sunshine. Well, good planets are hard to find. Good planets are in the main.
This hour of the Mike Novak Show is brought to you by The Care of Trees. Our business is people and their love for trees. And by Sid's Greenhouses, Chicagoland's premier garden centers. And by WRD Environmental, creating sustainable landscapes for today and tomorrow. He's green, so don't make him angry. You wouldn't like him when he's angry. Here he is, Mike Novak. And they pay me for this, folks. Okay.
Yeah, but not very much.
No.
I don't even know if it's worth the daily or the weekly embarrassment, but I'll take it.
Well, you get daily embarrassment too.
I do actually. Yeah.
I mean, you got to understand, Heather Fry, my producer, not only is the producer of the Mike Novak Show, but sits at the front desk here at Chicago's Progressive Talk and takes all the abuse from our listeners, right? When they call and go,
why did
he say that thing?
I don't know. Yep. And then you get the people who are like really gung-ho progressives, but they're also conspiracy theorists. So that like when the feed drops out and it's just at the tower, you know, there was a malfunction. Like the Republicans are doing that, you know, they're interrupting the signal. And I have to sit there and go, I don't know. Well, no, I heard it was a malfunction, but
it isn't that they're interrupting the signal. Sean Hannity himself is climbing up the tower.
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
That's what happens, you know?
And Glenn Beck's holding the ladder.
Rush Limbaugh, you know, if Rush Limbaugh could climb two rungs, he would do it if he could.
I don't think he can either. I don't know if he has the ability to actually lift both legs above a couple of inches at this point.
You know, but... Jabba the radio announcer.
The Radio Hut.
Jabba the Pizza Hut is what he is.
That's how we start our Christmas party.
I am so excited though because
I know
Christmas is coming this Saturday, and And here on the weekend at Chicago's Progressive Talk, we're going to... When are we having our big party?
Sorry.
Isn't there a big party coming up?
Before we do anything else.
Turn that man's mic on, please.
Well, Mike Sanders just came into the room, too. And I'm just asking, Heather, when the big party is.
I'm on the naughty list. What do you want me to say?
Before we do anything else, I want to say that intro was fantastic, Mike. That was some... I want to tell you, that was a great intro. The whole Dragnet thing, that was...
Yeah, I did it myself.
You put together the greatest intro.
Isn't he a genius? He's a radio genius.
And I made myself sound like Stan Freeberg. Isn't that amazing?
And the classic Hanna-Barbera voice guy.
Dawes Butler.
I knew that voice.
That's right.
And your levels are always impeccable.
Aren't they?
Yes.
My levels?
You look good. Everything he does
like
is impeccable.
Are you talking about my fluid levels?
In your automobile? Sure.
So let's not talk about the Christmas party anymore.
No. I want to know when it is. When are we going to have the big party? When's the big party coming up? I got some gifts for you, and I want to bring some eggnog.
There's an answer A and an answer B.
Okay. Answer A?
I have guilt.
There's no guilt. I got this covered. Okay. I got this covered. See, I'll do this in front of everybody here.
Okay.
All right. Answer
A. What are you talking about?
Is technically the Christmas party was, this past Friday or something?
Yes, technically. The company Christmas party.
Wait.
No,
that was a week ago.
Yeah.
You were there, weren't you?
Yeah. Yes. I showed up for the company party, but we're having
caroling a... caroling hat. He looked fantastic.
But we're doing a special weekend. You know me and the Mighty House. You know, there's Ron and Joe and maybe Dick Kay and Teresa will be there. And we're all going to get together and exchange gifts and wish each other for the new year.
No one brought gifts. But Heather did bring a cold, so that's.
I had a cold.
Now,
wait! What are you talking about? Brought? you're talking in the past tense.
That happened yesterday morning.
Yeah.
And Mike found out about it yesterday afternoon.
It was by that time it was over though.
It was.
Oh, I just everybody knows that now.
The party was.
You weren't technically invited. You were in theory.
It was
in theory. You were invited. There was a horrible communication breakdown.
It was.
I can only plead human.
Wait. This is Christmas we're talking about. This only comes once a year.
You missed Christmas with
us. His birthday's in January. We got to go big.
I'm going to defend myself. Heather, I'm going to throw Heather under the bus like I did earlier. Heather didn't tell you, and you guys talk all the time. And in my defense, if I may, just before I get out of here, I said on the show last week that we were having the super secret Weekender's Christmas party, and you said to me...
You did not tell me during the show last week.
No.
You told me during work, Friday.
No, okay. Mike, he says he listens to my show every week, and had he listened, he would have known that I was throwing the invitation out.
So you're throwing him under the bus.
I'm throwing him, yes. It's your fault for not...
You were going to blame the victim.
For not calling me, yes. This is the Republican me.
Strategy.
It's...
So what you're saying is I miss Christmas.
You did, and I'm sorry.
It's our fault that you miss Christmas.
Yeah.
It's our fault.
I'll blame Julia. She's
not
here.
She's an innocent victim in this.
Julia was here, too, huh?
Julia was here, yes.
Everybody was here.
She brought French toast.
Except me. You had French toast?
And glazed donuts.
And waffle, homemade waffles, eggs, bacon, sausage.
Yep.
Yeah.
Antonio brought potatoes.
He did.
Antonio was here,
awesome,
too.
Yes, Antonio was here.
So, Dick Kay brought his jolly self.
Yes.
Everybody was here except me.
There was only one weekender who was not. Yeah, that was you.
Yeah, it was you.
But there is some eggs.
I feel so bad.
There's eggs in the garbage.
No! They better not be in the recycling bin. I fished syrup plates out of the recycling bin.
Oh, that's not good.
Well,
no.
Okay.
If Mike Novak would have been here.
I would see Mike Novak.
He would have stopped us.
I was here in spirit because I was pulling the syrup out of the recycling bin.
Merry Christmas, Mike Novak.
I'm sorry.
Hi. Welcome to the Mike Novak Show. It's Christmas coming up this Saturday. And
let's go kick his puppy while we're at it.
I'm really excited about it. And
getting Cole Sanders.
This is going to be a really good show. I'm really excited about today's show.
But think of it this way. You get the first invitation to next year's Christmas party.
Yes, you do.
You are the number one guy.
And you don't have
to
bring a thing.
You better bring something.
And
I'll bring in his stead. How
there
you like
go.
That?
All right. Okay.
We're going to have some really good guests on the show today. It's going to be really fun. No, really, stick around. Stick around and listen. I'm I'm very excited about the show today. And okay.
All right, I'm going to go back in the other room now and, and pretend this never happened.
You're gonna,
Yes. Heather.
I didn't say it.
Heather, you fix the situation like you always do, Heather. I know you're up to it.
I'll try.
All right, I'm out. See ya.
Bye, Mike. It's nice talking to you.
Great show, guys.
Thanks.
I'm sorry.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Okay. All right, we got a really good show today.
I'm so sorry.
And we're going to start with Ross McCoy and a product that you might want to have.
But why are we starting with Ross McCoy, though? What are we talking about today?
We're talking about green gifts for the holidays. Now, a lot of you out there are still in panic mode. Because, you know, this is like the worst of all possible weeks for a lot of people, because I'm sure that about 85% of you out there looked at the week and said, well, heck, Christmas doesn't come till Saturday. So I got the whole week, that whole last week.
I flew into a complete state of panic Friday afternoon.
And here's the thing. I'm going to do a little rant here. I gather myself after being totally dissed on the Christmas party.
I'm so sorry.
You can say that all you want, Heather.
I blame Christmas. I blame myself. I blame.
Maybe you should just see who's tweeting us this morning and who's writing to us, because I haven't tweeted in a long time. And but Heather did help me with one thing, and that is try to find some green gifts for the holidays. I will say one thing: the whole idea that our country is predicated on buying stuff.
Yes.
You know, China makes it, everybody else in the world makes it. Our job is to buy stuff.
With what?
Well, yeah, with right. We don't have, nobody's got any money. And yet, the news stories, if you listen to the news stories, it's Black Friday and it's Black Monday and it's...
You can get a TV and you can 58 inches wide for a dollar.
The holidays are going to be great because consumerism is up with two big thumbs.
The small print, or the large print giveth, the small print taketh away.
We should play Tom Waits.
Tom Waits. We'll
do that in a little.
He just got inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last week.
Now,
so,
you know, I do need to talk about that because... Tom Waits, I get it, but the Monkees are not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame yet. Give me a break. You're putting in Tom Waits, but you won't put in the Monkees? Come on.
But go back to your rant about shopping.
So it just makes me nuts that the only thing we're supposed to do as Americans is buy stuff. Well, what it does is create junk, and the junk goes into landfills.
Yep.
And we're really, really good at putting stuff in landfills. So start thinking in a different direction. If you're in panic mode, do something that is going to at least be neutral for the planet. All right? And that's where we're going to start today with Ross McCoy. He's president of a company called EnviroLog. We probably should get him on the line. And they have done, we'll find out what that's all about. But if you've got a fireplace, this is something you're going to want to have. But on the website, MikeNovak.net, go to this week's show. I've got a list of things that you might do instead of buy stuff that's going to end up in a landfill. And also some interesting stuff. There's a great article that was written in grist.org. I love Grist. It was written several years ago, but it's still very appropriate. It's a green guide to gift giving. And then they also have their top 10 worst Christmas gifts from last year. The Union of Concerned Scientists is doing a Ship It Green initiative. They want you to contact the EPA and Department of Transportation. Now, that one's not really so much about buying something, but just keeping in mind that there are other ways we can green up the planet. And you can contribute to great organizations. I've got Family Farmed up there, which is a supporter of local and organic food in the area. Friends of the Parks has received an REI grant. And so you want to get some winter gear for a friend or for yourself. Well, find a way to get some of that money, get REI to donate something to Friends of the Parks. That link is on my site. Amnesty International, the Natural Resources Defense Council, Heifer International, the Northern Stars Giving Program, which is teaming with the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services to make the holiday season a little brighter for kids in Illinois. Now, here's the deal with Northern Stars. You can still give money, which would be great, because they're going to buy gifts this week. They're going to go out. Now, if you go to the website, which is linked there, their idea was, you know, you would buy the stuff and then donate the gifts. Well, they're getting to crunch time here. But they will still take money and buy gifts for kids who wouldn't normally have them, DCFS kids. And as the show goes on, if you call in 773-838-9278 and give me green ideas, we're gonna vote on them at the end of the show, Heather, you and I. And the best, greenest idea that comes in during the show will get the entire prize list today. So, like Chicagoland Gardening Magazine, Neptune's Harvest, fish fertilizer. We've got
Pesci's and Sid's
Gift cards. I mean, we will give you the whole schmear.
And a ton of books.
Some just sitting there waiting to be given out. 773-838-9278. If you've got a green gift idea for the holidays, the best one. And if you're tweeting, same thing.
Well, we've already got Newlywed Garden. I'm listening now. I either make cookies or banana nut bread as gifts. That's wonderful.
See?
Home-baked goods.
Thank you,
Everybody
Newlywed Garden.
That.
Right. And so if tweet to us as well or Facebook, and we will take the best suggestion for a green holiday and give you a prize, give you the whole prize list. Rick DeMaio weather coming up shortly after 9:30. Second hour of the program, the second annual on the Mike Novak Show, It's a Wonderful Slice of It's a Wonderful Life. I will do the entire movie in 10 minutes with Heather Fry and listener Jim Solem, or maybe Solem. I don't know how he pronounced his last name. He stalked me at the Chicago Botanic Garden last week.
Did he?
Yeah, with his video cam. So, and he...
Did you give him a slice of It's a Wonderful Slice on camera?
A little bit.
Yeah? Nice. Good show.
And he said he wanted to be part of it. So I haven't figured out what role he's going to play. He's going to play a role. And then in the Good Growing segment, Kim Marson, Sweet Home Organics, talks about what it's like to commute to work if your work is a farm, which is kind of cool. So, oh, we got some calls coming in. Well, let's go to line one, though, first of all. And let's bring in Ross McRoy. How you doing, Ross?
I'm doing good. How are y'all?
Good. Now, that's a giveaway there. Where are you calling from?
Georgia.
Georgia? Where in Georgia?
South Central Georgia, Fitzgerald.
Fitzgerald, Georgia. All right. And Ross is president of EnviroLog, and it is doing good stuff for the environment. Now, you know, I looked at it, and actually I had some thoughts about it before I brought you on the show. I was thinking, well, you know, fireplaces are probably not the most ecologically friendly thing to have, but people do have them, and they intend to use them. So if you're going to use a fireplace, why not do it responsibly? And that's what you guys are all about, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We produce a fire log that you can use and heat your home or take your family out on a cookout.
And that's the other thing. You can use it pretty much anywhere. It's better than, you guys say, burns more efficiently than wood?
Yes.
Now, how is that possible?
Well, wood is not, wood's wet and kind of got dirt and other things on it, and it's cured and it's a process. But when you take our product, we burn more efficient. So we're about 30% cleaner than wood and 80% less carbon monoxide, which is because we burn more efficient, and 86% less creosote, so you don't have to clean your fireplace as much.
Mm-hmm.
Still need to do your inspections, but you don't have to do as much maintenance, maybe, and 50% more heat than wood. So we have a lot of good attributes.
Now, the thing is, people listening to that, and they'll say, oh, yeah, I know that those products. I've seen those phony logs before, but that's not what we're talking about. This is an entirely new process, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's 100% recycled wax corrugated, and that wax corrugated is a raw material that people are accustomed to. They've seen it before. They've never paid attention to it. It is used to move our fresh vegetables to the grocery industry.
Well, I'll tell you, I've paid attention to it. Anybody who has a CSA which is community-supported agriculture, has probably run across one of these boxes because sometimes the vegetables are transported in those boxes. And they're made out of cardboard, and there's wax added to it. And the problem, as I've seen on your website, and I've got the link there on my own website, is that, and by the way, it's www.enviro-log.net, but you can find the link at mikenovak.net. The problem is this wax-covered cardboard ends up generally in landfills, and that's a problem because, well, it's covered with wax, which means the water can't get to it, and that's the reason it's covered with wax, so that vegetables can stay fresh in there and they won't melt the box. But because it's covered with wax, it can stay in a landfill for decades, right?
Yeah, they say up over 50 years.
Which is better, I suppose, than the 1,000 years for styrofoam or you know, polystyrene, but still not good because it's pretty bulky. So how do you – is this – this is a patented process. Do you have exclusive rights to this, or do other people do this as well?
We do. We're the largest in the U.S. We have developed and expanded the original technology. So we make the EnviroLog branded FireLog with the technology.
Uh-huh. And without getting into too much detail, how is it you're able to take this wax-covered cardboard and turn it into a FireLog?
We have a little neat video on our website for those who are a little more curious, but I'll go through the simple steps. Let's say a produce company generates wax boxes. If you eat bag or buy bag lettuce, that lettuce probably came in either a plastic tote or a wax box. Mm-hmm. That wax box then is kicked to the landfill. We pick it up, and we move it into our facility, process it. We cut it, we dry it, we condition it, and we extrude it into 5-pound fire logs continuously. And then we bag and pack it and store it and then ship it out to retailers. So a grocery chain that is the largest generating segment of the wax box could, you know, close loop it, put their brand on it, take it out of their landfill. It'll be a consumer product better than wood, so it's a huge opportunity for them. Lowers the greenhouse gas footprint on that closed loop by 65% for that business decision. So it's a pretty big statement for those who want to get into sustainability and grow their responsibility statements.
So, and by the way, just so you know, we're talking to Ross McRoy, who's president of EnviroLog. So you contract with these supermarkets and chains, I imagine. How are you getting more and more each day?
Oh, we get calls every day. We do. We have over 100 suppliers. Mm-hmm. and growing. We first started out, we it's an educational process. People didn't realize that they've been over the last 40 to 50 years, wax boxes have been around. They've always had somebody who had a solution because they cannot be recycled. They are a disposable container. So you use them once and you throw them away. So over the last 50 years, they've tried, all the paper companies tried to come up with substitutes, but the wax box is the best and most healthiest and the most efficient container because we get our vegetables from overseas. They only go one way. So they come in, and then after they process, the wax box is disposed of for food safety.
Isn't it used in the United States as well?
It's used a lot in the United States.
So stuff coming from California, say, to Chicago or to
one
Georgia.
Yep.
And you can't reuse a box like that?
No.
Because of contamination issues?
The risk of contamination.
Yeah.
And it's not very efficient to ship the box back, you know, so that from a cost standpoint, you know, their next alternative is a landfill. So we've come in with our business model and we're saying, listen, stop. Give it to us. We'll give it back to you in a form of energy, which has a bigger bang for the environment than sticking in a landfill and generating greenhouse gases.
Now, you're saying that you obviously people who have fireplace, and I've used, I lived once for 2 years in a place that had a fireplace. And, you know, fireplaces are great, especially at this time of year. Like I said, there are some cities that where they have no burn restrictions at certain times of the year because they get the haze and
right.
What's the
blue haze caused by wood. But if they burned our fire log, Mike, they wouldn't have that. But to get everybody turned over will take a little while. But our fire log is so much more efficient that you don't have that blue haze, so you don't have that lagging smoke caused by wood.
Is the wax still in the enviro log when it's being burned?
Yes.
But it just sort of melts, well, disappears?
It's a high-grade wax. It's edible. You know, it's good enough for, you know, candy and kids' medicines and different things. So it's a very, very high-grade wax they use to come in contact. It's the same wax. Most people don't realize, but they spray your vegetables with wax to create the appearance in the grocery industry, you know, so it sits on the shelf and looks shiny. Mm-hmm. So they put a little light coat of food-grade wax on it. It's a similar product, so it makes it very efficient. It's highly refined, and it's the best container for the farmers. It's the most versatile. It has flexibility. It's lightweight. They can get it in the fields, get it out of the fields. The key to them of using this container is being able to get it out of the landfill, and that's where we come in.
Mm-hmm. Of course, now, you don't know my show, Ross, but, you know, during the year I talk about growing your own and growing local and organic, and if you do that, you don't have to put wax on your vegetables.
There you go.
And that's a good thing. And then, but that's not going to stop this from happening right away, because there are, as you say on your website, more than 1.5 million wax corrugated cardboard containers produced in the U.S. every day. That's terrifying.
it's pretty substantial.
It is. And you know, it's not like a little styrofoam tray. You know, again, as I mentioned, polystyrene will last a long time in the landfill, but it's small. But these cardboard containers, they're significant size.
Yeah, they are. They are. They're bulky. They're very rigid. You know, obviously, they're like a piece of wood laying down in the, you know, when they stack them up 10 or 12 deep and throw them in a pile, and they become, you know, not very friendly to the landfill. So they're bulky, and they're probably one of the bulkiest items that the grocery industry has to dispose of. You know, everything else is nice and small, but the box is pretty big.
So, and before I let you go, the other thing you mentioned is that it's not just for fireplaces, it's for other fire systems.
We like to say we're probably the most versatile fire log. We're actually an ultimate wood substitute, better for the environment, and do the same things. We're self-lighting. Great for wood stoves. You talked about the fireplace, the wood stove, and the homeowners that have wood stoves. We can be blended with wood, so if there's a person that really loves to use wood, you can add a fire, one of our fire logs, to a nice wood fire and enhance it. The nice thing about our fire log that makes us different is you can burn more than one. So if you have a guest over that you really like to keep, you add a fire log on there. Mm-hmm. Get it going, keep it going, burn it. Burn 2 or 4 hours if you want, you know, by adding fire logs throughout the evening and keep the fire robust. If you're not having a good time, let the fire die out and send them home. But we're great for cookouts. You can take your kids and go s'mores and hot dogs on a stick and things of that nature.
And you don't worry about any chemicals coming off of the environment.
Clean burning.
Yeah.
Yep. It's the same type of ingredients. It's food grade, so the smoke is clean. You know, it's a great fire.
There's an oxymoron. The smoke is clean.
Yeah, it's kind of you know, it's, you cook with wood fires, but we're actually cleaner than wood. So the ash at the end, because of the elements that the product is made with, the ash is very very good for soil amendment. So you can toil it in your soil in your gardens. You don't have to deal with traditional fire logs. You don't normally do that. So that's something that's an advantage. Tailgating, you know, going out, building a fire on the deck and enjoying it, and not have the odor or the aroma run you off the deck. It's a great product. You can build a nice fire in your fireplace or take it outside.
And as you mentioned on the site, you can go to the site, which is enviro-log.net, and you go through all these things saying there's no melting, dripping, sparking, burns up to 3 hours, and compatible with all wood burning appliances and so forth and so on. Well, that's great stuff. Ross, I'm glad you're doing that and finding a way to deal with our wax covered cardboard. This is a very creative solution, and I wish you all the best.
Well, I appreciate it, Mike and Heather. thank you so very much for letting us be on the show and telling everybody. They can come to our website also and keep up. We have a Facebook link there for people that want to stay in tune with our communications. And they can get customers in the listing area also off our website.
As a matter of fact, I put the Facebook link on my website, too. So it's all there. And, Ross, if you want to, just you go to MikeNowak.net, MikeNowak.net. Go to this week's show, and it's all up there. Ross McRoy, EnviroLog, if you want to burn clean. That's one way to do it. Ross, take care and have a great holiday.
All right. Enjoy it, and same to you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is the Mike Novak Show. You probably guessed that from MikeNowak.net. We got a couple of people online with ideas for green. We're going to get to them and Rick DeMaio in just a second. Christmas is right around the corner, of course, next Saturday. So what does that mean? Discounted stuff, all stock at Grand Street Gardens in Chicago is 50% off, including seasonal decorations like wreaths and poinsettias, as well as houseplants and beautiful planting pots. Hosting the holiday dinner? Pre-made arrangements featuring assorted dried branches, evergreen highlights, pine cones, and berries are perfect for centerpieces, and don't forget, they're half off. Make your home grand for the holidays at Grand Street Gardens. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. during the week, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on the weekends, and located at 2200 West Grand Avenue. That, folks, is in the Ukrainian village.
Hey, gardeners. Want to be inspired? Make plans to visit Cantini Gardens in Wheaton, the 500-acre former estate of Robert R. McCormick. Cantini isn't just beautiful, it's a horticultural masterpiece. Stroll through the spectacular formal gardens created by renowned landscape architect Franz Lipp and marvel at the sheer variety of annuals, perennials, ground covers, trees, and shrubs. You'll love Cantini's Idea Garden, Rose Garden, and Native Prairie, too. Cantini has something for everyone, including museums, picnic area, gift shop, and restaurants. Plan your visit today at Cantini.org.
Looking on their website, Cantini.org, they've got the McCormick Museum Holiday Concert is today. And then on the 21st, the Music Together sing-along. Let's see. They'll be making music together this week. Oh, it's for it's teaching family and friends singing and dancing to Frosty the Snowman, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Not like I've sung these too much in the in the last few days.
How are you? You want to bust out a little?
No.
No. Been gigging, I assume. Frozen robins are really burning things up this holiday season.
Yeah. So anyway, get to Cantini.org to see what they've got there and head out to Wheaton. Here's a tip from the Care of Trees. The snow season is back, and you should know how to remove it in a way that will do the least harm to your trees and shrubs. First, try to gently brush snow off. Don't shake the branches, as this may cause them to break. This is especially true for evergreens, which can collect excessive amounts of snow. If the snow is frozen on the branch and will not brush off easily, it is best to let it melt naturally to avoid damage to the tree or shrub. If you know that snow is coming and you think that a plant might have trouble, relatively small trees can be wrapped together or the leaders tied with strips of carpet, strong cloth, or nylon stockings. Best use of nylon stockings. Well, second best use ever. Don't forget to remove those ties in the spring. And don't forget to make the Care of Trees your permanent partner in enhancing the value of your landscape. See thecareoftrees.com or call 847-394-4220. 847-394-4220. The Care of Trees, their business is people and their love for trees.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open.
Oh, we have a lot of fun.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
All right, listen to this coming up, what Bing does.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Yes.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse.
The bells jingle over there.
Jingle and a big one down, a jingle bell, and a holy Jesus Christ.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse. Hey, ain't that nice?
Oh, man. What's funny is that the band just keeps going on, and this is at a time where, you know, you had to do the whole track and get mm-hmm. it right, because there wasn't going to be any editing, and nope. it wasn't going to be all mixed in the computer.
Yep. Nope. So, you right. couldn't, like, cut a little sample out and reweave it back in without having to slice a lot of tape.
Exactly. All right, who have we got on the line here? Rick DeMille's on one. Will be, and Kathleen says she has already added some stuff to MikeNovak.net this week's show, because she had some more things that she wanted to put on there, too. Where's the refresh button on this computer? I know. Wait, there it is. Okay. Man. Oh, she has now added the Light Haiti Project, which provides BOGO solar-powered lights. What?
She's on the phone. She wants to discuss it with you.
Oh!
She's on line two.
Oh! Let's go to line two.
Why don't you let her speak for herself?
And bring in Kathleen Thompson. Hello, Kathleen.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
You almost got yourself in real trouble there.
Okay. Me? Never.
Anyway, yeah, I added three things, and the first one is, as you know, one of my absolute favorites, the BOGO solar-powered lights.
Yeah.
With this amazing technology that was created by scientists all over the world that makes a flashlight bright enough to be used as a lamp, and it's used in underdeveloped countries, and it's used by the military. I mean, our soldiers get them donated to them because the military issues flashlights need batteries and they can't always get batteries. So BOGO donates lights to the soldiers in our army, which seems a little weird. But anyway.
It does, doesn't it? Because the army can't afford flashlights. All right.
No, they give them flashlights.
I know.
They just can't get batteries.
Right.
So these are amazing lights that actually enable people to have a functioning home after dark. And as you know, Haiti is still in terrible trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be the only way a lot of people in Haiti can have light for the foreseeable future. And the other thing is a place called modestneeds.org. And this place accepts modest requests from ordinary families in this country who are in trouble. And then they check it out, make sure it's real, and then they post it, and you can go and help that family. So, for example, somebody who can't pay their heating bill, somebody who needs new tires and can't pay for them, they put that request on modestneeds.org, and you can go donate, say, $10 towards somebody's heating bill, which I think is just a wonderful thing, in considering how difficult life is in the United States.
Yeah, and
right
it's a way you can
so many people.
Yeah, you can touch somebody's life immediately in a way that you're not worried about administrative costs and whether it's going to filter down to them. No, this just, I imagine, goes right to the people.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And you can donate whatever you feel you can do.
Yeah.
You can donate $5. You can donate $50. It's up to you. And then the final thing is Threadhead Records.
Woohoo!
Our friends Threadhead Records. and, you know, your listeners have heard the wonderful music that they do.
And Paul Sanchez and
mm-hmm. John Boutte and mm-hmm. Shamar Allen and many, many more. They're actually, they got that Pepsi Refresh grant, and they're working on the musical Nine Lives right now. Mm-hmm. And I saw Paul about 2 weeks ago, and he just says it's amazing. The creative process has just been awesome, and they can't wait to get the show
up. Well, when
they
get the show up, we will preview it. We'll have him play some music on the show for us. He said,
and you can do a couple of things at Threadhead. For example, if you live with somebody so that you can, like, snitch their iPod,
mm-hmm.
you can download something from Threadhead Records directly to their iPod for a present if you don't have something on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, instantaneous gift. And the Threadhead record, the holiday record CD is awesome.
So there
it's
we
all local New that, Orleans musicians. It's so good.
You could also donate, which, you know, because Threadhead is not a profit group. It's not-for-profit promoting all these wonderful New Orleans musicians, you can make a donation in somebody's name to Threadhead Records.
That's great. All right, those are great suggestions, Kathleen. And
they're all on your website on this week's show, MikeNovak.net with a W.
She insists on saying that, so people know.
People look for the V, man. They do.
Well,
they do.
We got.
Or they call you No Whack.
They do, and you know we're thinking we got to get the domain name with the NOVAK, but there's
but
so
we
many.
We can't get it.
It's, oh, well. Yeah, well.
Okay, well, happy Christmas, you guys. Continue to have fun on the show today.
And you're not eligible to win the prize. You know that.
Oh, darn.
Yeah, I know. I can see you're
I
all.
I needed more gardening books in my house.
I bet you know what she really wants? More terracotta pots.
No.
I don't think so.
Hey, that's what I could build a Christmas tree out of this year, isn't it?
You sure could. Flip them over, paint them.
Yeah.
Stack them.
Well, I don't have to paint them. I'll just drape them. With
have it done before I get home, okay?
And then you take, you save the biggest pot and whack him when he walks in.
Heather, you take care of it. Spoken,
you too.
Spoken by the person who didn't invite me to the Christmas party.
Yeah, I mean, she's really on thin ice.
Yeah, really on thin. All right, we'll talk to you later.
All right, bye-bye.
And Rick DeMille's hanging on. He's a very patient man, but we've got, before we get there, real quick from Bob, because he's been hanging on. Bob, you're calling from a waterfall, right?
Well, I'm actually on my way to Waterfall Glen out in, goes around Argonne National Laboratory.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's way cool. It's a 10-mile hike, and you can do part of it. But within like a half a mile of the parking lot, you get to a 10-foot waterfall.
Wow. I had no idea.
And that's really cool. In fact, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to pull over the side of the road so that I don't kill myself and you guys don't get to hear me crash into a car.
That's a really good idea. I kind of like that.
Yeah, so let me stop here. I'm just about off the side. But I have the easiest idea for people for the holidays and actually after that as well.
All right.
And I have put together what I call the You Done Good Award contest.
All right.
And the You Done Good Award is a real easy thing to get. It's simply by walking, when next time you go buy something, you ask the cash register, what's this place done to improve its relationship to people on the planet? And that's all you do. And they're going to look at you funny, and you're going to go, okay. And you don't preach to them. You don't threaten to boycott them, you know, and then you walk away. And if they ask you more questions, that's cool. But if you do that one time, I give you a You Done Good Award at the cool level. Then if you do it a bunch of times, like say you're with your kids and, you know, you got to shop anyway. You got to buy groceries or whatever. It doesn't make a difference. And then you do it a bunch of times. Well, then I give you a You Done Good Award at the way cool level. And then if you become really good at it, then I give you the same award at the You Rock level. And the idea of the contest is the more you get points for every time you sign somebody up, and then the more points you accumulate, I'll find a prize for you at the end of, like, February.
Wow.
And so that's pretty much it. I'm just doing this on my own. It's the idea is to reach out, you know, for the regular guy and gal, you know, because, I mean, your listeners, they're really cool people, but, you know, they ain't like 90% of the population. You know what I mean?
I understand. No, we have regular people here listening to the show. I mean, we got no hoity-toities that listen to this show. Heavens no.
Yeah, the thing is, most people aren't willing to do something, you know, unusual. Your listeners are really great, and I mean that in all sincerity. But if you can get somebody to ask somebody else to change and just do it one time, or not even ask them to change, but what they're doing.
Right, and I love the way you do it in sort of a non-pressuring way. It's just a question, and if they can answer or they don't have to answer, but if they do or follow through, you get to talk to them more. And
you can tell them onto my website. I've got a video that explains all about, this is all connected to what I call the Do Better Economy.
Wait, you have a website, Bob?
Yeah, of course. I've got a meetup.com, I've got my own YouTube channel, and then I've got a regular website.
What's your website?
It's natcapclub.org.
Okay.
And that's short for Natural Capitalism. NATCAPCLUB.
All right, now I know who I'm talking to. We've met.
Ah!
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That's me, the crazy guy.
Yeah, right. We met actually at the Green Mill when I was doing It's a Wonderful Slice of It's a Wonderful Life, I believe.
Oh, yes, okay, excellent, yes. Oh, yeah. I remember that because I remember you on your, that's right, I remember talking to you because you do the Wonderful Life on Sunday.
Doing in the second hour of this show. And by the way, we need to get to that, but that's a great idea. It is Nat Cap.
With a P. NATCAP club.org.
And there he is. And there's the.
And there's a video. I've got my own YouTube channel that explains all about that. And then the meetup.com. And these are all linked together. So once you get to NATCAP, then you'll get it. And then the meetup.com, which is an easy place to, you know, you just sign up. It's free. Then you can become part of this thing. And anybody all over the country can get a You Done Good Award. A UDA.
A UDA. I like it.
You get a UDA. And it's nice. And it's just a way of saying, hey, you done one thing, you know?
Yeah.
You know, pat yourself on the back. You don't have to protest or be a, you know, a preacher or nothing like that.
That sounds great. Bob, I appreciate you pulling over the side of the road. Have fun. Have a Merry Christmas. And we'll see how many people can give out UDAs. Oops. I didn't mean to lose.
Oops.
Oops. There we go. Lost him. Oh,
Sorry, Bob.
Sorry, Bob. All right. Let's hope I don't lose this guy because he's supposed to give us a weather forecast. Mr. Rick DeMaio. Let's hear it for Rick DeMaio.
Do you want the newspaper version? You know, the 2x4 inch
of the forecast.
Yeah,
I guess you're not going to give us the charts and maps today, huh? This is the latest we've ever gotten to you, I believe.
Can you explain to me what that last conversation was all about?
I have.
It's a green gift idea.
It's a green gift idea.
Like a pay it
I've asked people
idea.
To call. Yeah, right. Pay it forward. It's kind of a pay it forward thing.
I got it.
773-838-9278. Give me your green gift ideas, like Bob just did, and we're going to take the best one, and they're going to win the whole prize list today.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
And now, Rick DeMaio Weather. You can go to DeMaioWeather.com because we don't have any time for the forecast. Nice talking to you, Rick. Take care. And Merry Christmas. No, seriously.
How much time do we have?
You know, we got about 7-8 minutes here.
Okay.
So what I will say is I feel like I'm in Groundhog Day because every day I get up and I've got my new smartphone and go to the homepage, and it has the weather on it and the time. And every day when I wake up, it says 15 degrees. And it seems like it's that every day when I wake up, it's 15 degrees, and day after day after day. We're kind of stuck in a cold pattern here.
Yeah, or turn the heat up on in your house.
Well, no. It's outside. It tells me the temperature outside.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. We were talking about that last night at my winter solstice party, which you failed to not attend because you had other things to do, but that's okay.
I was making money, pal.
Yeah, I know. And we were drinking money, by the way. lots of Glug and brandy, by the way. You missed that? Yeah. Anyway, the pattern has been such where we haven't gotten too cold from an extreme standpoint, because there hasn't been any, like, say, super Arctic high pressure that's been right over us, Mike. But we've had generally what we call cyclonic flow, meaning that we've had a lot of days where we've had wind 10, 15 miles per hour. That usually keeps the temperature from dropping too much. But we've had a bunch of days where we've been down below, you know, say 5, 6, 7 degrees above zero, but no records yet. But the questions that a bunch of us had last night, a bunch of meteorologists getting together, was do we get below zero around here anymore? It doesn't seem like we do, but someone else in the group said, why do you want us to get below zero? Which I thought was kind of funny. But, yeah, we're running 9.7 degrees below average for the month. We do expect the cold to continue through this week and probably through the rest of the month. And there's some debate on how warm we're going to get in the month of January, only because the pattern that we're in is so anomalous, it's difficult to remain anomalous for a long period of time. But we do expect a little bit of snow here tomorrow, maybe a couple of inches, a better chance on Friday. And then it looks like there's another shot sometime a few days after that. So there's regular intervals of, well, we'll say weak to moderate intensity level storms kind of rolling in off the Pacific Ocean, and they kind of re-intensify themselves over the upper sections of the Midwest where we live. So we'll definitely have a white Christmas around here for next week because there's absolutely no chance of warming us, you know, up above freezing by then.
Right. Are we going to set any records for longevity of under 32 degrees?
No, I don't think so. I mean, we've had a couple of days where we've been above 32.
Yeah, that's true. We did poke above a little
bit. But if you take out those like 4 or 5 or maybe 6 hours, I think so far for the first 18 days of the month, we've only been above freezing about 12 hours. So it's been cold. But again, it's been consistently cold in the teens and 20s. It hasn't been real harsh. And part of that is due to this weird blocking pattern across northern sections of Greenland into Canada, where temperatures up there about 60 to 70 degrees north are almost 30 to 40 degrees above normal. It's very, very strange. So it's kind of pushed the jet stream south. Yeah, so it's kind of a strange pattern. But, yeah, so you'll maybe hear me talk more about that tonight on the news.
And where are you tonight?
I'm doing some fill-in work on Fox, believe it or not.
See?
Yeah, I know.
Does this start tonight, or have you done it already?
No, I've done it already. I do a Wednesday night show and a Friday night show, and I'll be on tonight.
So is this a scoop on the Mike Novak show here? Rick DeMaio Weather now goes back to Fox?
No, it's not a scoop. I mean, it's been out there a little bit, but I've kind of kept it on the wraps, so to say.
Uh-huh.
I'll be on for the next 12 out of 13 days, believe it or not.
On Fox?
Yeah.
Wow. What was it? That's got to be weird to be going back to Fox for a little bit.
It was a bit surreal, only because it was from a standpoint of working with people that, you know, put it this way, when I was back there the other day, I said, well, I came back because I never got to say goodbye. So I was saying hello and goodbye in the same breath. It was kind of weird, but, you know, it's a strange profession, so you just have to expect the unusual.
Believe me, you know, when you're in broadcasting,
right.
Yeah, you'd never know where you're going to end up.
Right, and you never burn bridges. You always take the high road. You always remain professional. Because you know what? The only place where all that gobbledygook gets kind of stirred is in the newsroom. The people don't see it. And
yeah.
You're doing it for the people. So why bring it out on the air? You know, so I stay clear of all that as best as possible.
Well, there he goes. Back to Fox for what'd you say, 12 out of the next 13 days?
12 out of the next 13, yeah. I'll be doing the evening, the 9 o'clock, and then the morning show.
Oh, this is so much better because then I can go to bed at 10. and during the week, I can watch The Daily Show. So I can catch Rick DeMaio Weather and watch Jon Stewart.
Win.
It's yeah, well, absolutely.
I have a link with Jon Stewart, right?
But right. You said aside from a couple of inches of snow, weather pattern's not going to change a whole lot.
Yeah, we could see maybe 3 inches tomorrow and then back into the low 20s for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then more snow on Friday. Friday looks like a more significant snow.
Mm-hmm.
And then the interesting thing is the storm that comes through here on Friday spins up into a monster East Coast, you know, a blizzard, literally, for Christmas Day.
It's
going to be kind of odd to see, you know, the Northeast under the, you know, 40, 50-mile-per-hour winds and heavy snow on Christmas Day. I don't think I've seen a storm like that in that part of the United States on that time of the year in a long, long, long time. But I still think there's some debate on whether or not we're going to get into a January thaw. Right now, I'm thinking not.
Okay. I kind of hope not, actually. I just like to have it cold and keep the plants under wrap. Don't let them come out of dormancy and that sort of thing.
Yeah, but my only request is for the people of Chicago, if it snows and it's an inch or two, shovel your walk.
Thank you, Rick.
I mean,
thank you.
And Heather, it's not just for me, but, you know, when I go out and walk the dog, I mean, why does the dog have to walk through an inch and a half of slush that's now become concrete? I don't understand why people just can't shovel their walk.
I don't understand when it gets they don't do it and it gets pulverized down and then you have that thick layer of ice that's underneath that like greedy sheet of snow and it's just like a death trap.
Well, the problem is this time of year, if you don't get to it right away and you don't have any sun, you know, if you're in the shadow, it just stays frozen forever.
Oh yeah,
so.
And we're not going to warm up. But if we do warm up to 30 degrees, people go out there and kind of give it a little.
Well, even so, if you can get a little bit of, you know, and don't use the sodium chloride, use the potassium chloride or the calcium chloride, which is a lot easier on plant life. So it's a little more expensive, but that's the way it goes. Rick DeMaio Weather, DeMaioWeather.com. You can see him now on Fox. For who knows where he'll show up next week or in 2 weeks. You know, he might be in New York. We don't know.
I don't think so.
And you can find his link on my website, MikeNovak.net. Merry Christmas, Rick. I'm sorry I missed your party. Next year, buddy.
Yeah, we'll go next year twice.
Okay, great.
I'll talk to you next week.
Take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. With Christmas just about 5 days away, you better make that list, check it at least twice, then count on the folks at SIDS Greenhouses and Garden Center to help you get through it with great gifts plus home and party decor. Now you know about poinsettias, sometimes called poinsettias. This year, be sure to get a real florist-quality poinsettia from Sid's Greenhouses. They deliver throughout the entire Chicago area, and in addition to poinsettias, they also have the best custom-made-to-order floral gifts in Chicagoland, and so much more. Get your list of family, friends, and business associates together today, because you're running out of time. Call Sid's tomorrow, and it's done. Sid's can also help with home party decorating. Fresh Christmas centerpieces will add a special touch to your holiday table. Plus, Sid's entire stock of, well, they got decoration ornaments, 50 to 75% off this week. Fresh cut trees, wreaths, and garlands are still available. The real eco-friendly alternative for holiday decorating. Sid's, Chicagoland's premier garden centers in Palos Hills and Southwest Highway and in Bolingbrook on Napier Plainfield Road at Hassert Boulevard.
Want to make a positive move in the housing market? Replace your siding and windows. You'll improve your home's look and energy efficiency, too.
Trust DR Services Unlimited, 847-998-1687 for your remodeling and energy needs. Siding, windows, solar and wind power, and more. Rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau and recommended on Angie's List. DR is a proud member of NARI. DR provides exceptional quality at a fair price. Contact DR at 847-998-1687 or at RestoreTheNorthShore.com.
All right, we are coming up on news, but in the second hour, stick around, tell your friends. You're not going to want to miss this. I'm going to do my 10 minutes. Sometimes it, yeah, you know, it depends. Goes 12 or 13 minutes version of It's a Wonderful Life. Heather Fry will once again be playing the love. She's always wanted to be Donna Reed, so so she will be playing Mary. And we are going to do this in the second hour. And like I said, tell everybody, turn up the radio like they did in the olden days and sit by it, and you will be amazed. We'll be back after the news.
This hour of the Mike Novak Show is brought to you by The Care of Trees, our business's people and their love for trees, and by Sid's Greenhouses, Chicagoland's premier garden centers, and by WRD Environmental, creating sustainable landscapes for today and tomorrow. Here he is again, Mike Novak.
I said, go get it, play us some calling in. I guess he stepped out in the street too far. Why'd you got run over by a reindeer at a party we had Christmas Eve? They found some reindeer hoof prints on his forehead and found his squeeze box hanging in a tree.
I thought Mama had the squeeze box.
Apparently not.
Wow. Glad you has one too. Okay. Welcome back to the Mike Novak Show. In this half hour, we will be doing what has become a classic, and we have to do it because I need to put it up on the website. I was listening to last year's version, and the audio quality is not too good, so we got to...
We've redone our strategy since last year,
right,
and how we record, so
and
we'll be far superior.
And I'm also taking suggestions during the show for green gift ideas. If you call me at 773-838-9278, and when we get them, we're going to judge, and later in the show, give somebody the entire prize list for the best idea. And you can also go to MikeNovak.net, as I mentioned earlier, click onto this week's show, and I've got a list of things that, if you're, at the end of your rope here and you're a green person and you don't want to buy a lot of junk, that's the thing about Christmas. When you get to that point where you're buying stuff pretty mindlessly because you got to get for everybody in the family and all the nieces and the nephews and you don't know any of them very well, I'll get them something. And it's packaged in nonsense, it's just this crazy packaging that's bad.
That's been imported.
And it's all from China.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just go to a store, try to find something made in the USA. And
well,
that's why we have...
EcoTotes and Gifts is one of our sponsors, but it's on our homepage, chicagosprogressivetalk.com for the station, and it's our Keep It Home for the Holidays campaign.
Yeah.
And it's all these local sustainable businesses that, it's a real good way to lower your carbon footprint and support the local economy. And the one of them we have especially is EcoTotes and Gifts. They're in Brookfield. Not only do they sell earth-friendly gifts, they also collect very hard to recycle recyclable goods like styrofoam, batteries.
They collect that stuff?
They collect all that stuff and then ship it off to a proper recycling center. So if you don't know what to do with it, if you have a giant bag of it in your basement, you could bring it to this little storefront in Brookfield, which is EcoTotes and Gifts.
I have to tell you, I have bags of polystyrene
and all the shipping
that
you're
gonna
do,
to throw away.
Right, and all the presents you're going to open that's going to be packaged in that. Yeah. This is where you can bring it. They also sell BPA-free plasticwares, like silverware, plates, cups. It's all BPA-free. They take really cute serving dishes, or if you want like a spoon rest for your oven, and they make them out of old refurbished wine bottles. They melt them down. And they make, like, trays out of them and stuff like this out of old recycled glass. And they do it all right there. Mm-hmm. And they have classes where you could do that. And, like, oh, it's a really cute store. And you would miss it if you weren't looking for it. It's just blended in with a little storefront. It's called EcoTotes and Gifts. And it's on our website on Planet WCPT at chicagosprogressivetalk.com.
chicagosprogressivetalk.com. I also saw 10,000 Villages there.
Yes.
I love 10,000 Villages.
Green Horizon is another one. Eclectic City or Eclectic... I never say it right. That's why I didn't read the spot when we did it.
Eclecticity.
And it's another. It's always been local, a little something for everyone, local, sustainable, really cute gifts in the North Lincoln in Chicago.
And Frugal Muse is up there.
Yes.
And they've hosted Tom Hartman and other people from...
Local bookstore.
Yeah.
New and used books.
And so go to chicagosprogressivetalk.com, Planet WCPT, and more great ideas. And we've got another one.
We've got a bunch on Twitter as well.
Oh, yeah. Let's look at Twitter. What are they telling us here? Let's see. Check out Nudo.
Oops, sorry.
That's all right. Nudo olive tree adoption. What is this?
This is their website. It's an olive grove, and part of it can be yours.
Nudo. It's adopt one of its trees for a year, and you'll receive all of the produce from your tree. Imagine dunking. It's so far away, I can hardly read this.
Dunking your bread in your own oil from your own tree, thousands of miles away from a hillside in Italy. It's delicious. It's good for the world, and you get to show off to your friends. Paying the consequences. Adopt an olive tree.
Here, here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to the Twitter page. What else did we get?
This one was pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Now, Celesta 1013 from Twitter, that's Sandra Henry, says 3 to 5 hours of gardening time to a loved one that wants to spruce up their yard or garden but doesn't have the time. That is a great gift. And guess what? It's carbon neutral.
And it doesn't cost
Actually, it's
a
better
thing.
Than it's carbon positive.
And it doesn't
cost
a thing.
Doesn't cost. It just costs your time.
And a little elbow grease.
Right. And it just makes sure you know which are the weeds and which are the plants.
That's where I fail.
So you're not...
I'm like, what is this? Yoink.
I just ripped out your peony.
Yeah, sorry.
Get your hands off my peony. Sorry.
Oh, we got some more? Wait, another one?
Wait, where's another one?
Make your own bath salts with local products. From another one from Celesta 1013.
Yeah, I would say, okay, now we're getting into Jerry Baker territory.
Got more baked goods, too. Zamboni does mini Greek New Year's breads and 4-ounce bottles of homemade syrups. That sounds yummy.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you can make stuff and then and put it in containers that have already been used, so you're reusing the containers, that kind of thing.
This newlywed garden earlier reuses old Christmas cards from the previous years and cuts off the part that was signed using scrapbooking scissors. And to stem off...
What, do you put a hole in it?
If they sign it at the bottom, you just slightly trim it off the bottom and reuse it.
That's
I could see that.
That's kind of cool. Or you put...
But to stem off of that, what my mother used to do is she would take all the cards from last year, cut off the covers, and tape them to the gifts that she was, she'd wrap. Like, instead of those little gift tags that you stick on, you just stick the whole face of the old card on there and write on top, to such and such love Santa Claus or whatever, and, smack a little ribbon on it, and you're done.
What happens if you only get 2 Christmas cards each year?
Then you don't get invited to Christmas breakfast parties.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So not only My life is so sad.
Now you're reminding me of Charlie Brown.
I am.
Just holler into the mailbox. Hello in there.
I got a rock. We got another call coming
in.
All right, let me go to line two. Dan has a film idea. How are you doing, Dan?
I'm good. How are you? My idea, I was shocked by this in the last couple of weeks, and I've been poring over the website. The idea is a gift of Gasland, the movie. And if people aren't familiar with it, I gave this already to the list, GaslandTheMovie.com. And it is about the wells that are the gas wells that are being sunk around the country. Some people might have seen it on the news where the faucets catch on fire. But it's a much bigger story because they pump over a million gallons into each well. And these are on homesteads all over the country, hundreds of thousands of locations. And each one gets about, there's about, I don't know how many pages, 10 pages of the world's most toxic chemicals. They are pumped down in. They make a huge explosion. They rupture through all of the rock, and they go into the water tables and aquifers. There are no environmental studies. And along with that, you could give a tip to call Congress about the Frack Act, which is going through now, because it's not subject to...
Would you call me?
Pardon?
No, I'm kidding. But you know, because you're talking about a process that some people are possibly aware of, but called fracking or hydraulic fracturing.
Yeah, that's it. And just the idea that this is sort of a gift for Christmas future, because in all the years of being environmentally active, I've never seen one with a greater potential to take out all of the waterways. And you can get a, you know, if people can't see the movie in time, and again, I don't want to be on the list for the gifts, but I'm trying to get the word out about this, to be aware that this act is going through Congress now, just to simply say, make it subject, because right now it's exempt from clean water and clean air. And when people from the act, and just to say, take away that exemption. Because now people, it's all secret, the ingredients. You can't tell. And if you get sick, they'll give you free water for life. But you have to sign a non-disclosure. So the only way the word is getting out is with Gasland. And some states have really taken it up, like Dallas, and you'll find links. So anyway, this is for hardcore people.
Well, it is. It is for the politicos out there, and you know, and this is Chicago's Progressive Talk, and a lot of you listen to the show, and this is a very interesting movie. I haven't seen it yet, but it's one of those that it's gotten on my radar, and there's another one that I don't have the information right in front of me, you know, that I'm probably going to do something about on the show. But getting back to the Frack Act, it is a House bill intended to repeal what they call the Halliburton loophole.
Yeah.
And require the natural gas industry to disclose the chemicals they use.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. That's if it's in the House... What makes you think it's going to get through come the new session?
Well, that's it. And, I mean, I was hoping that people would even call and put some pressure on before the end of the session. However, it's the kind of thing that if it's on people's radar and they start to see what's happening, because right now it's sort of preying on the need for money, and they pay people a chunk of money, except in Texas where they take it, they just appropriate the land and give you $10, and you still have to sign a non-disclosure. So it needs to get on the radar, because this could be doing, on a quantitative scale, you know, maybe 1,000 times more damage than just about anything else going on. And it's a push for all of the alternatives, because if you realize that this is what's being done right now to sort of solve the environment, and it's billed as environmentally safe.
Yeah, they always do that. That's always don't worry, it's environmentally safe.
Yeah,
this is about
don't tell anybody.
This is about as environmentally unsafe as you can get, really. So
yeah, and the final thought is that Illinois has it everywhere. It's one of the Illinois and Michigan have the highest levels, among the highest levels in the whole country. It's all over 34 states, but we're about the highest, and it covers all of our waterways.
The highest levels of what?
of numbers of wells in the state.
Where the fracking process is being used?
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. And you can see maps of it and see all the statistics if you go onto that website.
The movie I was talking about is there's another one called Deep Green, Solutions to Stop Global Warming Now, and I was looking at a trailer of that the other day, and I may be talking about that on the show, but maybe I'm going to have to do something about Gasland as well. It's a film by Josh Fox.
That's him, yeah.
And you can go to GaslandTheMovie.com.
Gasland won a special jury prize for a documentary at the 2010 Sundance Film Festival.
Cool. So, all right, well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
I mean, that's just a great idea, Dan, and another green one. And I appreciate you listening to the show, and Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, you guys too, and everybody out there.
All right, okay. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And let's go to JR in Plainfield. JR, you're on the Mike Novak Show.
Hello, Michael.
How are you?
Oh, fine, thank you, fine, thank you. Green gifts.
Yes.
The gift that keeps giving. We deliver loads of aged horse manure.
It's better than coal.
It's a special gift to have 5 yards, 10 yards, or a deluxe semi-load waiting for a husband, a wife, a sister-in-law, brother-in-law waiting in the driveway saying, Merry Christmas.
Nothing says Christmas like aged horse manure.
We have the exact same sentiment, Mark.
I know.
We have the exact same sentiment.
I can imagine, though, you'd have the most stunning roses of all time.
I'm telling you, when we're talking about the fruits of the loin,
well, some area.
And where does one get giant barrels of horse manure?
Yes, JR.
Well, Rizzi Soils. We're out of Naperville in Plainfield.
Give us a website.
We could be contacted at Rizzi3, Rizzi3@AOL.
Oh, okay, Rizzi3. So how spell that, please?
R-I-Z-Z-I,
uh-huh.
numeral 3, at AOL.
At AOL. And do you have a phone number?
Phone number,
630-270.
Mm-hmm. 470-4947.
Wait, let's write that. We're all scrambling for pens here.
630-270. I'm sorry?
630-270-4947.
630-270-49. And it's
Rizzi
Soil?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're happy to give a... Hey, you know, it's the holiday. It's the holiday season. You know,
let's some poo.
I'm telling you, I'm sure that everybody in their life has a special person that needs it.
Who needs... You know, I think you're in the lead for the prize right now.
I may
want to do a swap. If I send you, you know, some magazine subscription, I may need some horse poop. So,
well, like I say, Mike, we're there for you, buddy. We're there for you. You know,
I got to tell you something. Several years ago, gosh, it must be a decade ago now, the circus came to town. And when the circus comes to town, they used to do this. I don't know if they do anymore. But you can go and collect elephant dew if you want. And that stuff is awesome.
I agree.
I mean, that stuff...
Pachyderm poopy is the best.
Is it really? Why is that? Is it better than the horse?
Well, the thing is that they're probably eating better than we do.
Well, you know, I don't know. They're in showbiz. They're actors.
They work for peanuts.
That's, thank you very much, Heather Fry.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, she'll be here until the holidays.
Well, the thing that amazed me, Mike, over the years is just I've never realized how big a thespian you are.
See, you have no idea.
Yeah. In fact, that's a great lead-in. So I'm going to let you go. Again,
right.
If you want that horse poop, 630-270-4947.
For Rizzi Soil.
And give me the email address again.
Yeah,
Rizzi3.
Rizzi3@AOL. Is that an I-E or a Y?
It's R-I-Z-Z-I.
Yes.
All right, JR, thanks for calling, man.
Thanks, Mike.
Take
care.
Happy holidays to you, too. Bye-bye. We get them all here.
We do.
It's always interesting to know who's listening out there. All right, I think it's time. We're going to do some business here and stand by. Like I said, gather the family around the radio. It's a Wonderful Slice of It's a Wonderful Life is coming up. Are you familiar with Aldo Leopold? He is considered the father of wildlife ecology. WRD Environmental would like you to remember something that Aldo Leopold wrote. He said, "The outstanding scientific discovery of the 20th century is not television or radio, but rather the complexity of the land organism. Only those who know the most about it can appreciate how little we know about it. The last word in ignorance is the man who says of an animal or plant, what good is it?" Although he didn't say it that way. "If the land mechanism as a whole is good, then every part is good, whether we understand it or not. If the biota, in the course of eons, has built something we like but do not understand, then who but a fool would discard seemingly useless parts? To keep every cog and wheel is the first precaution of intelligent tinkering." You know, I like that quote because I like to drag my listeners kicking and screaming into literacy. I think that's a good thing, don't you, Heather?
Oh, yes.
At WRD Environmental, they not only appreciate the complexity of our region's ecology, but are dedicated to protecting, restoring, and healing it. WRD creates sustainable landscapes from large-scale master planning to community pocket parks. You know, South Pond, we've talked about that. We've talked about the Fish Hotel. They're involved in Green Corps. And just so many things in the city of Chicago. In the coming weeks, I'm going to be telling you more and more about what WRD does. For innovative, sustainable landscape development, choose WRD Environmental, located at the Chicago Center for Green Technology and online at WRDEnvironmental.com. Now, you can make Santa proud or prude by dressing up the house without paying an arm and a reindeer. All stock at Grand Street Gardens in Chicago, in the heart of the city, 50% off, including seasonal decorations like wreaths and poinsettias, sometimes known as poinsettias, as well as houseplants in beautiful planting pots. Hosting the family feast, pre-made arrangements featuring assorted dried branches, evergreen highlights, pine cones and berries, or as Yogi would say, nuts and berries, yeesh, are perfect for centerpieces. And don't forget, they're half off. Make your home grand for the holidays at, where else? Grand Street Gardens. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. during the week, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on the weekends, and they're located at 2200 West Grand Avenue in the Ukrainian Village.
Hey, gardeners. Want to be inspired? Make plans to visit Cantini Gardens in Wheaton, the 500-acre former estate of Robert R. McCormick. Cantini isn't just beautiful, it's a horticultural masterpiece. Stroll through the spectacular formal gardens created by renowned landscape architect Franz Lipp and marvel at the sheer variety of annuals, perennials, ground covers, trees, and shrubs. You'll love Cantini's Idea Garden, Rose Garden, and Native Prairie, too. Cantini has something for everyone, including museums, picnic area, gift shop, and restaurants. Plan your visit today at cantini.org.
Here's a tip from the Care of Trees. If you got a real tree this year, don't let it end up in a landfill. It's easy to recycle or reuse. The branches of a Christmas tree can be chipped or shredded and used as mulch in the yard or placed in the compost pile. Obviously, the finer you chop it up, the faster it will decompose in the spring. Branches from the tree can be used to cover plants to help protect them from the cold and wind and to keep soil temperatures even. Finally, check with your city or village to find out details about tree recycling in your community. In Chicago, go to cityofchicago.org/environment. Finally, never burn your Christmas tree or any fresh conifer wood in a fireplace or wood stove. The trees have a lot of sap, which, when burned, turns into creosote that can coat the inside of your chimney and possibly lead to a chimney fire. You might want to get one of those Enviro logs we talked about earlier in the show. Invite the certified arborist at the Care of Trees to take a look at your trees. See thecareoftrees.com. Or call 847-394-4220, 847-394-4220, The Care of Trees. Their business is people, and their love for trees.
Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the donkey. Jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
I can't tell you how many requests we've gotten for this goofy song during the holiday season. So we go out and we do all these caroling gigs with the Frozen Robins, and can you do Dominic the Donkey? We went to a place the other day, and a woman requested it, and we said, no, we don't know this song. Can you sing it for us? She said, I don't know how it goes. Well, then why are you requesting it?
This would be good for you guys, though, I think.
The Italian Christmas donkey.
I don't know.
But I never heard of the Italian Christmas donkey before Dominic. I heard of the one in the Nativity story and all. There was a donkey in that one, but I didn't know his name was Dominic. And that he was Italian.
I believe that donkey was an ass. Sorry.
God bless us, everyone.
And for all you people coming home from church, good morning. All right, let's do this.
Let's give him some culture, baby.
Let us go to line one and bring in the stalker. are you there, stalker?
Yes, I am. I'm videotaping right now. No, just
I know you are. Oh, my goodness.
My poor family coming home from church, and they had to watch 2 hours of you guys singing.
I don't
know. I played it back and said, oh, you got to see this. This is awesome. Especially when he gets right in the camera and says, arrest this man. He's stalking me.
And this is, how do you pronounce your last name, Jim?
Is it right? Solem.
Jim Solem, who's a listener who tracked me down at Chicago Botanic Garden last week, started videotaping. And the only way I could get him off my back and to destroy the tapes was to put him on the show. To be part of It's a Wonderful Slice of It's a Wonderful Life. And I've decided, Jim, that you've got to play Harry.
Okay.
All right, so his line at the end is, to my big brother, a toast, to my big brother George, the richest man in town.
Beautiful.
And you're going to follow the line, Uncle Billy saying something like, Mary did it, George, Mary did it. She told some people you were in trouble. They scoured all over town looking for money. And then you say, and then there'll be this pause. And if you forget your line, I'm going to prod you, pal.
And you know, the worst part is, that's the part of the movie where everybody gets choked up. When his brother comes in, we're like, oh, my gosh, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you start crying on me, pal. Don't you start crying on me.
If you don't cry, though, at the end of It's a Wonderful Life, you must be soulless. Or you've just seen it every day for 50 years.
All right, so here we go. And if Mike Sanders is out there someplace with Ernest, no longer intern, but just Ernest, if they want to come in and sing Auld Lang Syne at the end, they can. If they don't, oh, well, that's the way it goes. Heather Fry on my left, producer Heather Fry, will be playing Mary. On the phone, Jim Solem will be playing Harry, at least Harry at the end of the movie. Because there's a line earlier, but I'm not going to make you do that. I think we're ready for this. I need some water. Yes, let's clear our palates here and our throats. I may not make it. My voice is toast. I've done this. I've performed this 3 times this week. Once yesterday, once the day before. You'll see why I can't do it very often.
That's why it's seasonal.
Yeah. But at least I don't have to do the goofy shtick because it's on the radio. Yes. I just do the voice.
Yes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, for the second time on the Mike Novak Show on Chicago's Progressive Talk, it's a wonderful slice of It's a Wonderful Life. Hello, Joseph. Trouble? A lot of people are asking for help for a man named George Bailey. Joseph, send for Clarence. You sent for me, sir? Yes, Clarence. A man down on Earth needs our help. Sir, if I should accomplish this mission, might I perhaps win my wings? Clarence, you do a good job with George Bailey, and you'll get your wings. Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you. See the town? Hey, who's that? That's your problem. George Bailey. That's him when he was 12. Help, George, help!
Hang on, Harry!
George saved his brother's life that day.
Mr. Potter!
Who's that? That's Henry F. Potter, the richest and meanest man in the county. Mr. Potter, what makes you such a hard-skulled character? You can't begin to spend all the money you've got. Oh, I suppose I should give it to miserable failures like you and that idiot brother of yours to spend for me.
You can't say that about my father. You're the biggest man in town. Bigger than him, bigger than everybody.
George Bailey, I'll love you to the day I die.
Mr. Gower! Don't hit my sawyer again! Don't hit my sawyer again!
Genuine English cowhide combination lock fitted up with brushes, combs. No. I want a big one! Hey, what'd you stop it for? I want you to take a good look at that face. Who is it? George Bailey.
Afternoon, Mr. Bailey.
Hello, Violet. Hey, you look good. That's some dress you got on there.
Why, this old thing? I only wear it when I don't care how I look.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, my last meal at the old Bailey boarding house. You wouldn't consider coming back over to the building and loan, would you?
I'm going to do something big and something important. Pop, I think I'll get dressed and go over to Harry's party.
Yee-haw! Uh-oh, Sam Wainwright.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Dance by the light of the moon.
Ah, oh, hot dog, just like an organ. Mary, I know what I'm going to do tomorrow and the next day and the next year and the year after that. I'm shaking the dust of this crummy little town off my feet and I'm going to see the world. George, come quick. Your father's had a stroke. Now we come to the real purpose of this meeting, to appoint a successor to our dear friend Peter Bailey. Therefore, Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to dissolve this institution and turn its assets and liabilities over to the receiver.
Just remember this, Mr. Potter, that this rabble you're talking about, they do most of the working and paying and living and dying in this community. Well, is it too much to have them work and pay and live and die in a couple of decent rooms and a bath? Anyway, my father didn't think so. People were human beings to him. But to you, a warped, frustrated old man, they're cattle.
Sentimental hogwash.
George, they voted Potter down. They've appointed George here as executive secretary to take his father's place.
I'm leaving. I'm leaving now. I'm going to school. This is my last chance. Uncle Billy here, he's your man. My wild Irish rose crash. I'm all right.
I know. He didn't go.
That's right. Well, hello, Mary. I see you're turning the pages, and I just happened to be passing by.
Yes, so I noticed. Well, are you coming in or aren't you?
Well, I'll come in for a moment.
Would you like to sit down?
All right, for a minute.
Would you rather leave?
Now, you listen to me. I don't want any plastics, and I don't want any ground floors, and I don't want to get married ever to anyone. You understand that? I want to do what I want to do, and you're... Oh, Mary.
George.
Don't look now, but there's something funny going on over at the bank, George. I've never really seen one, but that's got all the earmarks of being a run. If you close your doors before 6 p.m., you will never reopen.
3, 2, 1, bingo! We made it! Close the door, we made it! Look, we're still in business. We still got $2 left. A toast to Mama Dollar and Papa Dollar. And if you want to keep this old building and loan in business, you better have a family real quick.
I own a house. Me, Giuseppe Martini. I own a house. Bailey family's been a boil on my neck long enough. I suppose I'll find out sooner or later, but just what exactly did you want to see me about? The point is, I want to hire you. George, I'll start you out at $20,000 a year.
The answer's no. No, doggone it. You sit around here and you spin your little webs and you think the whole world revolves around you and your money. Well, it doesn't, Mr. Potter. In the whole vast configuration of things, I'd say that you were nothing but a scurvy little spider. And that goes for you, too.
Now, you've probably already guessed that George never leaves Bedford Falls.
No. Joseph, now show him what happened today.
$8,000. Oops.
We've got to find that money.
I'm no good to you. Where's that money, you silly, stupid old fool? Where's that money? You realize what this means? It means bankruptcy and scandal and prison.
One of us is going to jail. Well, it's not going to be me.
Hello, darling.
Dun, 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 dun. Hello, Daddy. Dun, 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 dun. Must she keep playing that? Daddy, the Browns next door have a new car. You should see it. Well, what's the matter with our car? Isn't it good enough for you? Hello, Mrs. Welsh? Say, what kind of a teacher are you anyway? Hello, who's this? Oh, Mr. Welsh. Okay, that's fine, Mr. Welsh. Give me a chance to tell you what I really think of your wife. What do you want?
I burped.
Daddy, how do you spell hallelujah? How should I know? What do you think I am, a dictionary? Tommy, stop that. Stop it. Janie, haven't you learned that silly tune yet? You play it over and over again. Now stop it. Stop it. Well, what's the matter with everybody? Janie, go on. I told you to practice. Now go on. Play.
Oh, Daddy.
Must you torture the children?
Does Daddy need anger management?
Yes, Pete.
I'm in trouble, Mr. Potter. I've got to raise $8,000 immediately.
You once called me a warped, frustrated old man. What are you but a warped, frustrated young man? But I tell you what I'm going to do for you, George. I'm going to swear out a warrant for your arrest. I have forgotten the line. I'm going to swear out a warrant. Manipulation of funds. Malfeasance. Minneapolis. All those really crazy M-words.
Why are you drinking so much, my friend? Please go home, Mr. Bailey. This is a Christmas Eve.
Bailey? Next time you talk to my wife like that, you'll get worse. Now look what you did. My great-grandfather planted this tree. Come back here, you drunken fool.
Hey, what's the matter with you? Look where you're going.
Dear God, I'm not a praying man, but...
Help! Help!
Well, who are you then?
Clarence Oddbody, AS2.
AS2? What's that AS2?
Angel, second class.
Well, what'd you want to save me for?
Oh, that's what I was sent down for. I'm your guardian angel.
You look about like the kind of angel I'd get.
What'd you say?
I said I wish I'd never been born.
Oh, no, you must... Wait, Joseph. You got your wish. You've never been born.
Well, what I need's a couple of good stiff drinks. How about you, Angel? You want a drink? Where's my car? I beg your pardon? My car. I'm the fellow who owns the car that ran into your tree. You must mean two other trees. You had me worried. One of the oldest trees in Pottersville.
Pottersville? You mean Bedford Falls.
I mean Pottersville.
Well, come on, Gabriel.
Clarence.
Oh, every time you hear a bell ring, it means that some angel's just got his wings.
That does it. Out, you two pixies, go through the door or out the window. Get me. I'm giving out wings.
You're crazy, that's what I think. You're screwy. You're driving me crazy, too. I'm seeing things here. I'm going home and see my wife and family. You understand that? And I'm going home alone. Ernie, take me home. I'm going off my nut.
All right, well, where do you live?
Well, now, doggone it, Ernie. Don't you start pulling that stuff. You know where I live. 320 Sycamore. Now, hurry up.
All right.
Bert, what's happened to this house? Where's Mary? Where's my kids?
Watch him, Bert.
Bert! Ernie, what's the matter with you two guys? You were here on my wedding night. You both of you stood out there on the porch and sung to us. Don't you remember?
Mother. Mother, this is George. I thought sure you'd remember me.
George who?
All I know is that this should be Bailey Park. But where are the houses?
Gone?
Where's Harry?
Dead.
Where's Mary?
You're not going to like it, George.
Where's Mary? Where is she? Where is she? She's just about to close up the library.
There must be some easier way for me to get my wings.
Mary, it's George. Don't you know me? What's happened to us?
I don't know you. Let me go.
Oh, Mary, please don't do this to me. Please, Mary, help me. Where's our kids? I need you, Mary.
Stand back.
Help me, Clarence. Please. Please. I want to live again.
George, hey, what's the matter? Now get out of here, Bert, or I'll hit you again. Get out of here.
What the Sam Hill you yelling for, George?
Bert, do you know me?
Hey, your mouth's bleeding. You sure you're all right?
My mouth's bleeding, Bert! My mouth's bleeding! Zuzu's petals! Zuzu! There they are! Bert! What do you know about that? Merry Christmas! Yay! Hello, Bedford Falls! Merry Christmas, movie house! Merry Christmas, Emporium! Merry Christmas, you wonderful old building and loan! Hey, Merry Christmas, Mr. Potter!
Happy New Year to you in jail!
Merry Christmas, Daddy! Kids, Janie, Tommy, Daddy! Zuzu, my little ginger snap, how do you feel? Fine, not a smidge of temperature.
Come on, George, come on downstairs.
Oh, let me touch you. Are you real? You've no idea what's happened to me.
Come on, George, come on downstairs. Come in. Uncle Billy, everybody!
Mary did it, George, Mary did it. She told some people you're in trouble. They scoured all over town collecting money. Harry.
A toast to my big brother George, the richest man in town.
Should old acquaintance, you can sing too, Harry.
Forgot
and never brought too much.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings. That's right. That's right. Attaboy, Clarence.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old lang syne.
Bravo.
Thank you, Harry, on the phone line. Jim Solem, you were remarkable. And I want to just say, what was that?
Same for you. Awesome.
Thank you so much. And I just want to say, not only did Mike Sanders not invite me to the Christmas party, he fails to show up in the studio to sing Auld Lang Syne.
So am I less
you
off
are,
the hook
you,
now?
You're less on the hook. Sanders is toast.
I can go with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way that works.
Lucky Potter.
So we're going to have this. We'll put this up online. I'm going to edit out the... I just went up in the middle of it. As Heather can see, there's two things. I kind of ad-lib off the
yeah,
script.
Yeah, you skipped off book a little bit there. But
I do skip off book
from
time to time.
Our listeners don't realize that you're a weary man today, Mr.
I am a
Mr.
weary
Novak.
Man. My brain cells are fried. And the other thing that you don't know either, Jim, that Heather does... I'm acting it out here. I know my arms are flailing. And
know.
I'm like.
That's why my page just got close to the mic because it was flying at me. Like, back up.
Oh, dear. Well, now can I have those videotapes, Jim?
You sure can. I'll send them to you.
Yeah, just destroy them, okay? That's what just destroy them.
Sounds good.
Well, thank you for being a listener. Thank you for playing Harry. We always got to have somebody sit in on this. And Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Keep up the good work.
Thank thanks. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye. It's the Mike Novak Show on Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM. If you just tuned in the last 10 minutes and you were wondering, what the heck was that? Well, it was my 10-minute version of It's a Wonderful Life, which I call It's a Wonderful Slice of It's a Wonderful Life. And I hope you enjoyed it. And if you stuck all the way through it, and you know that sound was the dials turning all over the city of Chicago.
Nah, going, these angels getting their wings.
Oh, maybe that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, every time you hear a promotion on the Mike Novak Show, an angel gets his wings. Ever hear
a green sustainable angel?
That's right. All right, we got to do some back to serious stuff on the show. Kim Marson from Sweet Home Organics is coming up. In just a couple of minutes. Now, it's crunch time, as you know. You know what I'm talking about. Christmas is next Saturday, and you have no idea what to get Aunt Inez. I know you don't. Well, there's still time to get something that will make her smarter, won't break the bank, and is even recyclable. Yes? I'm talking about a subscription to Chicagoland Gardening Magazine. At least six times a year, Aunt Inez will be reminded that you thought of her during the holiday season. It's possible that she'll think of you more than that, but I can only guarantee the number of issues that the Chicagoland Gardening prints. And Aunt Inez will be grateful that you gave her a gift that includes articles, tips, local reports, lists of events, and more. She'll get answers to all of her Zone 5 gardening questions, and she will even get to read my column on the inside back page. If she never speaks to you again after that, well, Jimmy Carter once said that life isn't fair. Give the gift of Chicagoland Gardening Magazine this year. Call 888-265-3600, 888-265-3600, or go to ChicagolandGardening.com.
Spending more time at home these days? Give yourself some room. Renovate your basement or attic. You'll increase your living space and your home's resale value, too.
Trust DR Services Unlimited, 847-998-1687 for your remodeling needs, including additions, renovations, and other home improvements. Rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau and recommended on Angie's List. DR is a proud member of NARI. DR provides exceptional quality at a fair price. Contact DR at 847-998-1687 or at RestoreTheNorthShore.com.
As I said, Christmas just 5 days away. You better make that list, check it at least twice, then count on the folks at Sid's Greenhouses and Garden Center to help you get through the holiday with great gifts plus home and party decor. That poinsettia or poinsettia or whatever you're going to call it, you know, you want a good one. You don't want one that's looking sad. So get a real florist quality poinsettia from Sid's Greenhouses. They deliver throughout the entire Chicagoland area. And in addition to poinsettias, they also have the best custom made. You know, I just use them interchangeably. It just goes from one to the other.
Poinsettia and poinsettia?
Yeah.
I like both.
Okay. No poinsettia on this show. This is a poinsettia free zone.
Yeah. Fancy okay. People say poinsettia.
That's right. They do. Aren't those fancy people annoying? Also, Sid's has the best custom-made to order floral gifts in Chicagoland and so much more. Get your list of family, friends, and, you know, write it down today because you want to get it done. I knew this thing was going to go to sleep. You want to get this thing taken care of, all right? Don't wait till Friday.
No, it's do late. Not wait it's till
too,
Friday.
It's too late on Friday, all right? Sid's can also help with home party decorating, fresh Christmas centerpieces. I am really tired.
You earned it, though.
A special touch to your holiday table, plus Sid's entire stock of lifelike Christmas trees, decorations, and ornaments is 50 to 75% off this week. Fresh-cut trees, wreaths, and garlands are still available. They're the real eco-friendly alternative for holiday decorating. Sid's, Chicagoland's premier garden centers, are located in Palos Hills and Southwest Highway and in Bolingbrook on Napier Plainfield Road at Hassert Boulevard.
It's Christmas time. Hey, America. It's Christmas time. All year long, you've been giving me the peace signs. But dig what happened after 12 months of time.
The former hardest working man in show business.
I love his Christmas songs. Santa Claus Goes Straight to the Ghetto by him is another one I absolutely love.
Oh, well, we should have had that one here. Hey, it's Christmas time. Okay, let us go to line one, bring in Kim Marson of Sweet Home Organics. This is our Good Growing segment. And, of course, that was our official James Brown Christmas Good Growing music. How are you, Kim?
I'm great. How are you?
Fabulous.
Good job with that that rendition of It's a Wonderful Show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. So you stuck around through it, through the whole thing, huh? Yeah, but only because you were going to be on the radio next,
no,
right?
No.
You are a farmer in St. Charles.
Yep.
But you don't live in St. Charles.
Right.
I think this whole thing that you're doing, and I want to thank the folks at Angelic Organics Learning Center. They helped me put my Good Growing segments together often, and they are great folks. And yep. The link to their site is there, which is www.learngrowconnect.org, or go to my website, mikenovak.net, and you can find it. And I've also got a link to Sweet Home Organics, but the point I was going to make is that you're kind of a new breed of farmer, aren't you? Which is commuter.
Right.
And you don't think of farmers as commuters. Where do you live?
So I live in Villa Park.
So you schlep from Villa Park out to St. Charles. How long does it take you to get to the farm generally?
It depends on if I'm doing that morning AM commute. It's probably around 45, but with traffic and such, it's somewhere from an hour to hour 15.
And that's not what you think of when you think of farmers. You think, you know, living on the farm, get up, put on your overalls, go out and milk the cow and, you know, feed the chickens and whatever. But you're driving out there, you're commuting like we would to the office or me to the radio station or whatever. How did that come about?
Well, we connected up with the folks of Primrose Farm. They were looking to start an incubator program, which is kind of what it's referred to in the farming world. You know, you think of incubating chickens, they're incubating farmers. And so they had an opportunity with land that they wanted to open it up to vegetable growers, because they're wanting to support what their community is looking for. So they have a living history farm on site, which has an educational component for kids in the community. And when people come to visit, they ask, well, where are vegetables? We want to buy your goods, et cetera. So they came up with this idea to build an on-site farm stand. And within that, they thought, well, why don't we connect up vegetable grower and give them access to land here? And we happened to learn about this and apply and got accepted, and the rest is history.
But how did you learn how to be a farmer?
Oh, that was right.
right. Yeah, we skipped a step here,
right,
didn't we?
Right. Well, that's kind of one of those questions that's really hard to answer. Like, it's not like I woke up one day and said, I'm going to be a farmer. It's kind of evolved with Rachel, my life and business partner, and I just asking ourselves personally, you know, what did our life look like and was it fulfilling us? And I was working in a law firm at the time, and just it wasn't speaking to who I was. Not that it doesn't speak to who other people are, but it just wasn't for me. And we took a Farm Dreams class through Angelic Learning Center. And then from there, I started working with a local farm, so Green Earth Institute in Naperville. So I became a farmhand. And then from there, we took the Farm Beginnings course. And then I worked another season at Sandhill Organics up in Grays Lake.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of an evolution of my daily work wasn't satisfying me, and we decided or talked about how we wanted more purpose in our life and wanting, you know, how we were choosing to live at home to match with what we were doing in our work life. And Rachel works in the ecology department at the Forest Preserve of DuPage. So, you know, that was already matching. But
yeah, that's a little closer than the lawyer thing.
Right.
That brings up another question, which is, if you're doing this farm, you think of farmers, it's a 24-hour-a-day thing, but she has another job. Do you have another job?
No.
You don't. You're out of the law office now.
That's right. Yeah.
So at least one of you is pretty much doing this. And I suppose if you don't have animals, it's a lot easier to farm and not live on the land.
That's true. That's true.
It's the animal part that that will tie it to that. And how many acres do you have?
We're leasing four, but we're growing on two. So we're returning the last. We're improving the soil fertility and health by putting the other two in what we call cover crop.
Yeah, cover. I'm familiar with cover crops. Yep. You do that, and it returns nutrients to the soil, and you can till it in or do whatever, however you want to do it. Now, do you plan to grow in that eventually, and then
flip-flop
the acres? Yep. Now, 2 acres doesn't sound like a lot, but I bet it keeps you hopping.
Yes, it's funny when you were talking about the animals not requiring daily attendance. When it's growing season, the vegetables require daily attendance, because if I've got what I consider my babies, my young seedlings, in the hoop house, they'll die if I don't visit them at least once or twice a day.
So you're there 7 days a week?
Starting April.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Mm,
yeah,
listen, I got a 7-day a week job. I just don't get paid for it. That's
right.
And it's tough. What you're showing us is that this is real farming. You're really paying attention to this. And last year or this year was last year was your first year, right?
That's true. Yep.
So you've done 2 years now?
Oh, I'm sorry. So 2010 was us growing for ourselves.
Okay.
It was our first year. Yeah. So we're beginning our second year.
What did you grow and how did you do?
We were very proud of what we offered to our CSA members. So we did a 22 member CSA. 20 of that were full memberships. and then we did two members as what we're calling our Feed a Family program.
Mm-hmm.
So folks donate to, in essence, subsidize those Feed a Family memberships.
And how does that work? How many families benefited from Feed a Family?
Well, two.
Okay.
So they participated just like they were a CSA.
Except that they you were donating the goods.
Right. Well, the other folks out in the greater world donated.
We're donating it for
the funds
for the funds for. That's such a great idea. I love the Feed a Family program. You're going to continue it next year, I assume.
We are.
And what kinds of crops did you grow?
Everything that you would see in a CSA box. So kohlrabi, kale, Swiss chard, Hakurai turnips, tomatoes, peppers, eggplant, more and more and more potatoes.
So do you think you're going to have more next year, the CSA members?
Right. We're increasing to 40 to 45.
Good.
We've already gotten 15, so we're pretty proud that about half of this year's members signed on for next year already.
Great. And if you want to sign on for the Sweet Home Organics CSA,
mm-hmm.
go to their website, right?
That's right.
Which is linked to mine, MikeNovak.net, this week's show. Or you can just go to sweet-home-organics.com.
That's true.
That'll get you right there. Well, listen, you and I are going to talk more.
Love it.
As we get into 2011, because one of the things I'd like to do is talk to you as we progress through the season. And you tell me how crops are doing and, you know, and all the setbacks and the rewards of they'll be good and they'll be bad.
I hope so.
You don't learn unless you know, something goes wrong occasionally.
That's
true. My show is a case in point. So, so Kim Marson, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Hi to Rachel for me and good luck to both of you in 2011. You and I will be talking again very soon.
Beautiful.
All right. You take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. That just about wraps it up. I have a couple of seconds here. I wanted to do a couple of things. Warn people, as we go out, if you've got kids in the room, get them out of here. Because I have to play this song every year. So if they're of an age where they believe in certain things,
mm-hmm.
get them out of the room.
Yes.
Get them out of the room. Because I'm warning you, I'm going to play in about a minute. We're going to go out with it. And I just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas, Heather.
And to you too, Mike.
And to all of my listeners who enjoy the holidays. And who even don't enjoy the holidays.
I think horse manure was our winner today.
I think
today.
So.
Oh, yes.
I think that is definitely the
Christmas gift, the Christmas best green idea.
That keeps on giving and giving. Everybody, we'll be back next week. We'll do the New Year's show, whatever that is. And, okay, here we go. I hope you got the kids out of the room because this is the song I was talking about.
Santa Claus is a lie. He's a big, fat, red-faced lie. He's a roly-poly lie in a big red suit. He's a jolly old lie in big black boots. Oh, Santa Claus is a lie.
And as we always say, go green.
Or go home.
Bye. See you next week.
Like you and me. He's just an old man in a rented suit. These are parts of a work of fiction. Sleighs don't fly, and big fat guys don't fit very nimbly down the chimbley. Santa Claus is a lie. Jolly old Santa fraud. St. Nick is a trick. The whole thing's sick. Grow up. Get a clue. What's the matter with you? Little Betty Sue. It's time.
sacrifice.